for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday evening, July the 1st, 2007. Marvin Sistrunk is the speaker of this service, teaching on The Choices We Make.
How many are glad to be here tonight?
Amen. Hey, I've been filled up since I sat down here. There wasn't very many back there, but now, good-sized crowd. It's getting full. First night. All right. Okay. We celebrate July the 4th. Coming up on Wednesday. How many know what that is for? Why don't we celebrate July the 4th? Independence. Okay, Independence Day. From who? From who?
Oh, I don't know.
There is no prize for the right answer. But you don't know who? Britain. Okay. Independence from Britain. From oppression. Right. These next questions you ought to be able to get real easy. How many stripes in the American flag?
13.
How many white? How many white stripes? Count them. How many original colonies were there?
13.
All right. Man, we got some educated people here. Let's see. Okay, who made the first flag as we know it? All right. Hey, you're okay. At least you know what you're celebrating, huh? A lot of times we celebrate things that we don't know what we're celebrating. And get us in trouble. That's not my message. That's just something free. I'm glad to see some youth here tonight. I got two things up here. I got a bottle of water and I got a $5 bill. I need a volunteer. Okay, young lady, come. You can have anything up here that you want. Just take it. Whatever you want. All right. There's some strings attached to that since you chose that. I want you to share that with everybody in here. How are you going to do that? Tear off a piece and give each one of them a piece of it. Everybody gets a piece of her $5 bill.
All right.
Oh, that's good water. That's good water. Quench my thirst. As she passes that out, what's happening to that $5 bill? Deteriorating. Is it any good to anybody? What if she had chose this water? Everybody could have been refreshed. Right. Especially if it was from Lake Hamilton water. Man, it would have been great. But you see, the choices we make, the choices that you make, will last a long time. Now, I don't want her to feel embarrassed or anything about that. I've been doing this demonstration for I don't know how long, and I've only had one that chose the water. And man, it took me, I mean, you're talking about having to back up and re-gear? But if she passes that out, it's no good to anybody. The choices that we make, what kind of choices do we make? Good choices? Bad choices? We have a couple of illustrations in the Bible. First one we look at is Lot. Lot had a choice. Either go to the left or go to the right. Well, Lot looked over and he saw the city. All them bright lights and all that stuff. So that was his choice. What happened when he made that choice? What happened to him? He wound up in a situation where he was in a city that was full of evil. He was in a city that was full of all kinds of corruption. What was the result of that choice? Living in that city and living in those conditions, what did happen He lost his wife, lost everything he had, wound up with incest with his daughters because of the choice he made. That's a woman. She's making that $5 bill go as far as she can. Lot was oppressed. He was in misery because of the choice he made. Have you made choices in your past that have put you in misery? Put you in a place that you wished you hadn't been? I think we all have at one time or another made choices. And those choices sometimes come back to haunt us. And we wished, boy, I wished I hadn't made that choice. Then we see another example in the Bible of a choice. David made a choice. Okay? All right. Hang in there, gal. But David made a choice. What happened? Doc didn't get any. Doc wants part of that $5 bill. Doc's going to go back and gather all the pieces up in a few minutes and see if he can put it back together. Yeah, all right. But David, he made a choice. He was someplace he shouldn't have been. He saw something he shouldn't have seen. And he partook of what he saw. Now, sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you wanted to stay. And sin will cost you more than you want to pay. Okay? What happened to David? His infant son died. He lost a son. He had a daughter that was molested by her half-brother. Had a son that was killed by the vengeful brother. Had a rebellion led by that son who shamed him publicly and whose death brought even more grief to David. Back to one choice on that rooftop that day. He made a choice. With Lot and David as illustrations of making choices, do we consider things before we make a choice sometimes? Do we take and weigh the pros and cons of those choices? And this young lady, she come up and the water was there, which is worth a dollar, and she had the $5 bill. Okay? I'm picking on you, okay? You're a good sport. I appreciate that. You're a good sport. See me after the service, okay? But we look at things and the brightness of things a lot of times. Why do you think Las Vegas is so lit up? I know none of you have ever been there, so let me explain it to you. Been there one time. Man, I'd just like to have a concession on the light bulbs. You know, my brother is a Baptist pastor and he's been for 35, 40 years. And, you know, the Southern Baptists have their national convention. And one year they had it in Las Vegas. And so after it was over with, I called him and I said, "Hey, brother, how was Las Vegas?" He said, "Oh, it was great. They really treated me, all of us. I mean, just whatever we needed, we got. And they really treated us nice." I said, "Well, now be honest with me. Is this brother to brother? Did you go in any of those nightclubs? Casino things up there?" He said, "Yeah, I did." I said, "Did you play any of the slot machines? I mean, you just drop a quarter in one." "No," he says, "brother, if I had of, I would have hit the jackpot and it would say, Baptist pastor hits jackpot in Las Vegas." Choices. He made a good choice. He made a good choice. What makes us make bad choices sometimes is our mind-binding spirits that bind our mind from thinking clearly. Frustration. We get in a such situation where we're frustrated about something and we make a bad choice. Fear of man and confusion. We fear man more than we do God. You know that? What will they think? Regardless of what they think, what does God think? A lot of time our choices are based on what man will say or what will man do. It shouldn't be that way. It wouldn't be that way. We have a situation in our town that there, come November, there'll be an election. Our county and our town has been dry for 60-something years. I think it is. Can't sell liquor or anything within the city limits or in the county. But we have an election coming up in November to make it go what's called wet. Now, there's going to have to be a lot of choices made when they go to the polls. The people that are pushing it are saying it will benefit our economy if we have liquor available. The revenue off the liquor and the taxes off the liquor will benefit the city. Well, start looking at it. It will boost up the economy. There'll be more funerals, more flowers sold, more lawyer fees, and more police, more hospital bills, more folks on welfare. It's right. It will boost the economy. It's proven that it'll boost the economy. But what economy? And they're saying, you know, the great leaders of this said we'll get more revenue in and all this, but it'll be nothing but the wrong choice. Frustration, confusion, fear of reproof. How do we make good choices sometimes? How do we make bad choices? If we make the wrong choice, do we dwell on it? Do we say, man, I wish I hadn't have done that and just let that thing stick up there in your mind? I wished I hadn't have done that. Wished I hadn't have done it. Man, I wished I'd done this. Always thinking about a choice. See, every one of you have made a choice today. That choice was to come tonight. You think, well, I'm just going. Well, that's a choice. You make a choice every day. You make a choice of what you're going to eat. You're going to make a choice of what you're going to wear. We make choices all day long. But do we make the right choice? Do we choose the choices that will affect our lives in a prosperous way, in a spiritual way? How do we make those choices? Do we look at other people's experience? Do we listen to other people's experience? A lot of times we don't. A lot of times we make that choice because, hey, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. Years ago, I worked for a company. They offered me a position. We lived in El Paso. They offered me a position in Philadelphia. Supervisor and all this stuff, big money. I turned it down. I sometimes wonder, what if I had accepted that? Where would I be today? I don't think I would be here in Lake Hamilton today. I really don't. We can't orchestrate our life, really. We can't say, tomorrow I'll be this, or tomorrow I'll go there. Because God directs our footpath. He directs every way we go. The thing is, we need to follow Him and be taking His advice and His guidance. I'm glad she didn't take that water. Choose Jesus. Will you choose to follow Jesus or not? Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's one decision we have to make. We really do. Choose Jesus. Choose Jesus. We've been in deliverance ministry for a long time. We've run across all, just when we say we've heard it all or seen it all, something new pops up. We don't say, well, I've heard that, all of it, I've heard it all. No, because something new will pop up. And we have found that the hardest thing for people that are oppressed, that have really given over to their oppression of the Satan, to say Jesus. We had a lady come one time. She had sold her soul to the Satan. And she said, made a deal with him. Made a deal with him.
She had wanted a new house because all her friends were getting new homes and she didn't have one. And she prayed and prayed and prayed, she said. Never nothing happened. She said one night Satan came and says, if you want a new home, I'll give you one. She chose to do that. She accepted his offer. Her house burnt the next day. Insurance money was enough for her to buy a new home. This is all documented. The reason she came to see us, because Satan came to collect his soul, her soul. We worked with her for about 8 hours trying to get her to say Jesus. Satan manifested in her, came after Kathy because of a choice she made. She was oppressed by Satan, controlled by Satan. And we worked with her and worked with her, and finally, she could say God, she could say Lord, but the word Jesus she couldn't say. Finally, I mean after some sweat and long hours, Jesus. And that's all it took. It broke.
Hallelujah.
I mean broke, and she was set free. And we ministered to her then. But see, the choice she made, and if she hadn't come to us, it wasn't us. It was the Holy Spirit and God. Okay? We were being used. But if she hadn't made that choice to come to get help, where would she have been? You know? So we choose to serve either God or we choose either to serve Satan. We make those choices. We make them every day. We choose the jobs that we have. We choose where we're going to live. How do we choose those places? How do we choose that job? Is it the money? Is it the location? We need to take a hard look at when we make choices, especially when it comes to finances. When it comes to finances, making the right choice. And if you make a wrong choice, admit it. Okay, Lord, I made this. I messed up. Show me how to get out of it. Let me learn from this choice that I made. Let me be teachable. Let me receive your reproof on this. Your marriage. We choose when we marry. We choose our partners. We choose them for two or three different reasons. Sometimes we choose out of lust. Sometimes we choose because God sent him or her. We used to minister to a lot of couples and we called them spiritual marriages. A lady came to us and boy, she was a wreck. And I can't understand it. I prayed for a husband and I came home from the prayer meeting. We all prayed and agreed and there sat this man in the driveway. She said, I knew it was from the Lord. Couple came one time and, oh man, they were, well, he stayed in the motel, she stayed at our house. That's how bad things were. But you see, they chose to marry each other because of one thing. They was on a plane. He was sitting here, she was sitting there. She just came from a spiritual retreat. He came from a revival. Hey, they got to talking. Lord, put us together. Let's get married. We've had a lot of those choices. We had a couple one time come. They called and they said, we got to have help. So, well, come on. They live 45 miles away. We knew there was a problem when they came in separate cars. That was the same. Their marriage was the same way. It was kind of a spiritual deal. They got married, but they came in separate cars. They came in the house. She sat on this end of the van. He sat on that end of the van. And I mean, it was this back and forth. And we're sitting here, you know, where do we jump in? You know, I mean, they were calling each other different things. And I'm praying there. I said, Lord, help me. I need to inside here. Yeah, I made the wrong choice saying, come on. And
And all at once, she reached down, got her purse, opened that purse up, and she was digging in it. I said, oh, Lord, she's got a gun in her. You know. She's looking for a cigarette. But we took them through a lot of deliverance that night and a few nights after that. That's been 20-something years ago. They're still happily married. We see them all the time, and we get cards from them, and they'll say, we're still doing great. But choices. They was in a bad situation. They made a choice to correct it. They made a choice to correct it. They came to God and said, help us. We've made a bad choice. Do we do that? Do we make the choices that honor God? Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek God. Seek the kingdom. When you make a choice, seek out. When you choose your friends, and this is for you youth, you young people, choose your friends wisely. Listen to your parents. They've been around the block. One thing that I found out is growing up as a teen, I grew up on the farm, but you know, I never did no more than my father until he passed away. My father knew more than I did. I had to test him every once in a while. I thank the Lord the day that the safety razors came out. Okay? Some of the older people know what I'm talking about. It was about that wide and about that long. He hadn't heard the word rod. He heard the word strap. That's right. And his choice was to correct me with that. So, youth, when you choose friends, you check them out. Girls, when you're dating a guy, he doesn't pull up outside and honk the horn. Make him come in and meet mom and dad. I learned that the hard way. I pulled up. We were going someplace and running late, and I pulled up and I honked the horn. She didn't come out. I honked the horn again. She didn't come out. I got out and went up there, and Mama Gamage was standing at the door. Says, you don't honk at my daughter. You want her, you come in, and you get her. And she laid down some rules, said, if you're going to date my daughter, you will do these things. Well, I chose to follow those rules. The night before we got married, she had to be home by 10:30. That was her curfew. I mean, we're getting married the next day. And it was a party or something or other, and 10:30, she had to be home. She was home.
Mama said, I don't.
That's right. I don't care. But I chose to follow those rules because I wanted to date that girl. 52 years ago, that's right. 52 years ago. She just about got me trained. But she, I think I made a wise choice. I really do. And I thank the Lord every day. Because that gal has pulled me through a lot of stuff with prayer and advice. And this is not a marriage seminar, but gentlemen, listen to your wives. You make the final decision. You're the one that's going to make the final decision. But listen to some of the advice they give. Okay? They have wisdom. They really do. You listen to them. You make the final decision in anything, but you allow her to make that input, to have input. Proverbs 12:26, the righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the ways of the wicked lead them astray. So youth, when you're choosing your friends, you look at their home life. Really, I'm serious.
You look at mom and dad. You look at the siblings. What's going on in their lives? Well, it's what the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Choices. Are we making the right choices? Do we have the ability to make the right choices? Lot's decision was a mistake. He made it on a business decision, as a business decision. Go to the big city. And a poor moral decision also. A lot of times our decisions are made upon when we buy a property or buy a home, what can we afford? You'll notice when you go to buy a car, or they advertise a car, they don't tell you the cost of that car, how much it's going to cost. It's $299. Hey, I can make $299 for 7 years. You're making $299. Choices. They entice you with all this advertising, make everything look so easy. You know, nothing down. I have never understood that. I'm going to ask some of these days, just go to a business and they say, no interest for 5 years. No payment for 12 months. I don't know how they do that. I don't understand. You know, you go and buy furniture and no payments for 12 months. What if the furniture wears out and all, you know? At the end of the period, you know, the furniture's wore out. And then they come and they say, you owe us. You owe us X number of dollars. How are you going to pay that? You know, they're real nice. How are you going to pay that? Satan said to the lady, he said, I'll give you a house. You want a house? I'll give you a house. Hey, you got the house? I come to collect. I come to collect. Choices. Choices. Every day we've got to make a choice. We've got to make a choice where we live, how we live, and where we live, who we live with. Our choices. Learn from the mistakes of other people. Heed what the Word of God says. Lot didn't listen. David knew better. Do we sometimes know better, but go ahead? We make that choice. Sometimes we'll remain in a choice because of pride. I don't want anybody to know I made a bad choice. I'm just going to go through this. I'm going to pay that $299 for the next 7 years. Because of pride. Spirit of pride. In a man, this is the macho spirit. Man, I got that new Cadillac pickup. I only have to pay $299 for it for the next 7 years. Put a pencil to that. That'll tell you how much that costs you. The things that the one choice that we need to make, to make that every day, is to follow Jesus. Matthew 28:19-20 says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the ages. He's with us all the time. He's there when we need Him. Let's call upon Him. Let's, when we get ready to make a choice, just, Lord, show me if this is right. If you're sincere, He will. The thing, a lot of times we don't listen. We don't listen. He's speaking to us. He speaks to us every day. Do we listen every day? Do we listen to what He has to say when we go to make choices? Are you ready to be, to choose to be free? All right. Let's stand to our feet. Thank you. You've been sitting a good while. Just kind of relax. Let me read you something here. If I can find it. When the pastor or the preacher says, stand to your feet, that's scriptural. Ezekiel 2. And he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet and I will speak to you. All right. Is the Lord speaking to you? All right. All right. Okay, we're gonna minister a little deliverance here on some things. How many has never been through deliverance? Has never? Nobody? Okay. Would somebody go and stand with them? Okay. As we minister. Those that raised their hands, just stand with them. Okay. I want to call out what we call spirits. Spirits mean breath. You just take a deep breath and blow it out like that. It's very simple, very easy. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. Years ago. It's still working, right? All right. So as I speak these things, we'll go over a few of them. As I speak these things, just take a deep breath and blow them out. Now, you may be seated if you want to. Go ahead and be seated. And if somebody wants some help, somebody to help minister to them, just raise your hand and we have many of them here that would come and pray with you, minister to you. So as I call these out, so when I don't have that, well, go ahead. If it's not there, it's not going to come out. All right? A friend of ours said, when in doubt, cast it out. Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity that you've given us that we can come before you. And Father, we choose you tonight. We choose you, Father. We choose to walk with you and choose, Father, that as we address these things that could be troubling different ones, that could be oppressing different ones, Father, tonight, we just ask that you guide and direct the ministry, Father. It's your ministry. We pray for the Holy Spirit to just have free reign. And we give the glory to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We come against the fear of judgment in the name of Jesus. All fear of judgment. Take a deep breath. Being judged by other men, being judged by other people. Fear of being judged by man in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Fear of failure. All fear of failure in the name of Jesus. If I make this choice, I may fail in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. There you go. In the name of Jesus, we speak to that. Fault finding in yourself. In the name of Jesus, all fault-finding spirits within yourself, in the name of Jesus, take a deep breath and blow it out. In the name of Jesus, there you go. There you go. Amen. All fault-finding spirits. Distrust of self. Distrust of self. Go in the name of Jesus right now. All spirits that say you can't trust your judgment, you can't trust your choices that you make in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let them out. In the name of Jesus. Distrust of others. Go in the name of Jesus. All of it, go in the name of Jesus right now. Distrust of others. Go in the name of Jesus. Distrust. I don't trust my husband. I don't trust my wife. All of it in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let it go. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. All spirits of depression, go in the name of Jesus right now. All spirits of depression, go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Being depressed, that hinders you making good choices when you're in depression. You're not thinking clearly. You can't make a good choice. You can't choose the right thing to do. All spirits of depression, just take a deep breath. Blow it out. Disobedience. In the name of Jesus, a spirit of disobedience. Take a deep breath and blow it out. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All of it go. In the name of Jesus. All of it go. Disobedience. Being disobedient to your spouse, being disobedient to your parents. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath. Okay. All right. Being dejected, defeated. In the name of Jesus, all those spirits, just take a deep breath. Let them go right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Everybody okay? All right. Okay. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. 6 o'clock, prayer. Prayer time. 6 o'clock here in the morning. Repeat after me. I choose to follow Jesus. I choose to follow Jesus. Amen. All right. Thank you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.